everyone. Welcome back to Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be doing a rosemary garlic roasted chicken. And so this is just going to be on one of these little electric things that we're going to be making it on. It's one of from West Band, and it's an electrical thing. It works really, really well. So we're going to work with that, but we're gonna have that later. So we're gonna roast it in that. But here I have about 3 cups of chicken. I only had breast in the house, but you can use anything you want. And if you see closely, you'll see these little black dots on it. It's not dirty chicken. It's just what happens is whenever I bring my chicken home, I wash it and I marinate it right away before I stick it in the freezer. So I have already marinated it, but I'm gonna go ahead and re-marinate it just for you guys to see. So what I'm going to do is I don't wanna use my chicken spoon in there. So I'm gonna grab another spoon and I'm gonna go ahead and add about a tablespoon of ginger and garlic in there. To that, I'm gonna go ahead and add salt to taste. And then I'm gonna go ahead and add the rosemary and garlic seasoning. And I'm gonna do generously. I'm gonna do about 3 tablespoons. So about a tablespoon per cup is how I am thinking here. So, and the other thing we're gonna do is we're gonna take a good amount of olive oil. So about half a cup of olive oil. We're gonna marinate this all in the olive oil. And then we're gonna take 3 limes. Again, the way I'm going with this is 1 lime per cup is how I'm doing it. But you know, you can just do less or more depending on how tart you want your chicken. We love it where it's a little bit tart, and then and you can even add sambal, or you can add any hot sauce or cayenne to this too. But I'm just gonna leave it the way it is today. I'm just doing very, very, very simple chicken. I know everyone's gonna be home for Thanksgiving, and sometimes you don't want to spend so much time in the kitchen. This is one dish that you can make and either make it ahead of time or even just marinate this for up to even 2 days. Just pop it in the oven when people are hungry. So, and you know what? I'm gonna stick with 2 limes just because the limes are so juicy. I've just got so much juice in here that I'm gonna stick with 2 limes. Now, if you have really small limes, then you want to use the 3 limes. And the oven is going off because I've got sweet potatoes in there and I'm making sweet potato fries. So make sure, if you haven't watched the sweet potato fries video, you would want to watch that. Okay, all right, so what I'm gonna do is, that's it. I'm just gonna let this marinate for about an hour or two, just because we're doing a television, because I'm putting this on YouTube. Otherwise, you know, you can leave it overnight, like I said, 2 nights or even 3-4 hours, or cook it in an hour. Really, it really doesn't matter. But the best thing to do is just to drop it in the sandwich bag, just like that. And we're gonna close this up, stick it in the refrigerator, come back in about an hour. So I got my skillet going. It's really hot right now. I've got it on maximum, and there's a reason why I wanna kinda put them in and sear it, and then I'm gonna lower the temperature, cover it, and let them cook until they're all white inside. So I'm just gonna go ahead, add some olive oil. And I got my bag of the chicken here. Okay. And this is what I like to hear, the sear, because this is going to help lock all the juices in there and make it really nice and tender. But I'm not gonna overcrowd it, because what I wanna do is at least get them half cooked and then start adding the other ones in there. And just move them around and just get them a little snug. That would be better. Looks like Sumaya is salivating because she's recording. Are you hungry, Sumaya?
Yeah.
So the reason why I've kept it really on high is really because I want it to get really, really hot. And then the water, the chicken is going to ooze out some of its own water from there. So we're not going to be needing to add this marinade in there. Okay, so this is what's left. And this is what I'm going to throw out. If you can see the first ones that I put in, they're just getting a little bit of the almond color on there. So I'm gonna go ahead, turn all of them. I'm gonna continue cooking these, turn them around, cover them up, and give it about 15 minutes. When we come back, I'm gonna show you what they
are. I'm roasting the chicken away here, and I didn't need to cover it. You know, I just got busy turning them, and
as soon as they got, you know, the color on both sides, I can tell that the chicken is completely cooked through. And the nice thing about this chicken is really you can give it whatever color you want. If you don't want it where it has those too much of the brown spots, then you can take them out early. But our house, we love those. We even love it because we like to put that in like a burrito, or Sumaya will stuff that in a burrito and make a sandwich and take it to school. So this chicken is so flavorful. I'm just gonna go ahead and take the rest of my chicken out. And it has been cooking at the maximum. So it's got four, if you see here, it's got the 400 degrees here. It's got the 400, but then I've been cooking on maximum, which, you know, maximum. So, and if you don't have one of those, I highly recommend getting this, one of these for the kitchen, because I'm telling you, this is really, really awesome. It's big enough to make a lot. You can do burgers in here, you could do hot dogs in here, you could do fish in here. In fact, you know, I just got an idea. I'm gonna do some fish in here next time. So and really, it's so good. It's just, you don't need to use your stove, and it's wonderful, really, really wonderful. So I got this out here, we're all done, and it didn't take time at all. I think it took a total of 15 minutes. And so I turned the stove off, and then what I'm going to do here is, I'm actually out of all my forks are in the dishwasher, so I'm going to have to try my dessert fork. I'll have to do. So, let's do a taste test. Sumaya, you want to do the taste test? Come on, let's switch cameras. All right, go. All right, so Sumaya.
Oh, so big. I don't like the burnt ones.
You don't like the dark ones?
No.
Okay. You like the light ones?
Mixture. The best part is the seasoning.
Yeah? It is hot, I know.
It's sour.
It's tart. But it's good, like, so if we put it like in a burrito with some salad and all that kind of stuff, it would taste really, really good.
The good part is that I love it. Like the, what's it called? The what? The yellow powder?
The lemon pepper?
Yeah, that's my favorite. I even do it on everything.
Okay. So now you won't have to put lemon pepper on it because it's got enough lemon pepper and lime in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thank you for joining us on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great episode with Sumaya recording. Take care, guys.
Bye.